huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. The world is pretty much in reverse. Most of the people on the planet are working in the lower level of earning, which is labour, and earning the least. And the fewest are working in the highest level of earning, which is vision, and earning the most. Do you want to earn the least or the most? Hello, it's Rob, and welcome to this Faster Business Growth Tactical Masterclass. So I'm going to be sharing with you for the next 30 minutes a tactical masterclass on faster business growth. I've got about, 12 things to cover in 30 minutes. I'm going all out again. I'm doing a Facebook Live and a podcast episode and a Clubhouse room. So sit in, listen up and take some notes. The first thing is you are getting DMs and you are getting feedback through emails and in Clubhouse rooms. And the questions that you're getting are from your ideal clients. And they are questions that if you answered them would turn people into clients. So make sure that the comments that you see on social you engage in and you respond to the DMs that you get from time to time when people offer you their problems and challenges. And instead of thinking, I don't want to deal with that, the answers to those questions will probably be the solutions to your ideal client problems. So be very engaged in social media and make sure that you do take time to ask your potential clients questions. I do quite a lot of phone calls or quite a lot of WhatsApp messages. And the next part of this, which I think is quite important, is a lot of people are just chucking content out there. To be honest, me too. I'm going for the omnipresent strategy and just going everywhere. But a good strategy is to talk to your ideal client in your content by raising the pains and problems that maybe even your ideal client doesn't know that they've got, and then part answering those problems and pains in your content and then giving them a call to action to finish addressing and solving those pains and problems. And make sure that maybe even 80% of your content on social media is on that particular specific drive and niche. So, for example, the title of this, Faster Business Growth Tactical Masterclass. So this won't get the highest views because it's a more niche subject. But I am looking for people to work with who want fast business growth, who want to go from 5 to 6 figures to 6 to 7 figures. So even though you might have a smaller audience, you're going to have a much more specific niched audience. You're more likely to have buyers. So your content 80% of the time should be on niche and on brand. Now, I have a little content management strategy, because people are always asking about content. What do you post? How do you post it? How much personal should you post? How much should you sell? So I have a little rule, and it's 80, 10, 5, 5. 80% is on brand and on niche. So I am going live here on my Facebook page. People follow me for entrepreneurship. And my personal vision is to help as many people on this planet start and scale their business and get a better financial education. I am recording this episode for the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast, and it's on faster business growth. So there you go. It is on brand. And then 10% of your content should probably be more personal, a bit behind the scenes. They get to know you a bit more. Now, you share what you want to share and you don't share what you want to share. Some people share their kids and their family and their house and their cars and their life. And some people are a bit more private, and that's all good. But 10% of it is personal. Now, if you're wise, you can link the 10% personal content to the 80% businessy or on brand content. then 5% of it should be what I call engagement jacking, which is really the content is purely to get engagement. You news jack and engagement jack what everyone's talking about, what's likely to go viral, what's likely to get a load of comments. Sometimes it's just questions or it might seem gimmicky, but what it does is it sort of, it boosts and opens up the algorithm quite regularly so that you get decent reach. And then the last 5% is selling your pitch and your offer. Okay, next tactic then, although there are about four in that first one, we're only on number one, I've got about another 12 to do. So stay with me, I've got something special for you coming up at the end as well. A lot of people just want to do free or organic content or marketing because maybe they're worried about wasting money or maybe they feel that they don't have a budget. But the thing with organic content is it's very, very irregular. Like, and I can have hundreds of people on my live or I can have 21 people on my live. I can get tens of thousands of downloads in a day, or I can get quite a lot of less. I can have 1,700 people in a Clubhouse room, or 46. So it's just so variable, and it's just not really predictable. And it changes one day. In fact, it changes more than I change my underpants. But when you go for paid marketing, the amount you spend pretty much determines the reach as long as you're testing your ad copy and testing your conversion environments. So if you want more reach, you spend more money. Now, it's not exponential, just to warn you. You need to spend incrementally, not exponentially. One of my biggest problems right now in business is not being able to spend enough and quick enough because I can grow faster and I have got money to spend. But if I just chucked an extra 500 grand a month on all the ad platforms, that they have what Perry Marshall calls the stupid tax, and they would stupid tax me. It needs to be organic and incremental in terms of the growth. But really, you should be spending more on marketing. And I'll just tell you a little tactic to get this done. What you do is you generate leads organically, maybe get people to apply for your program, maybe get people to DM you with an interest and you exchange numbers and you call them up or you WhatsApp them or you get them into some kind of sales ecosystem. And let's say your product is $1,000 and let's say your net profit margin is $300. Pretty reasonable. And what you do is as soon as you make a sale, you invest half your profit back into ads. So you make a $1,000 sale, £300 is your net profit that you've worked out. You take 150 of that and you spend $150 on the next week on ads. And then maybe that generates two clients. And maybe you can the next week you can do 300 on ads and you just grow incrementally by generating sales initially on the organic free and then reinvesting at least half of your profit margin on that sale into paid. And what paid is more consistent. It is faster, it's more scalable, and of course the topic of this podcast on Facebook Live and also Clubhouse Room is faster business growth. Okay, tactic number three, although really we're on about six, having business partners. So I talked in my last more advanced, actually the title of the episode was going from six to seven figures. And I talked about collaborations and joint ventures and I detailed them. But actually, you can go into business with someone. And I have a 50-50 shareholding with my business partner, Mark Comer, in various property companies, in various training companies. We own a good six or seven companies together. And without each other, we would all both be very much further behind. I'd probably still be really struggling as an artist. He would definitely have consistently grown, but it would have been much slower. But we do 50-50 on everything. All the books revenue, because I've written 18 books, and the income from all the sponsorships and ads and all my social media channels that now in totaling millions of views and listens a month. And in fact, sometimes it's millions of views and listens a week, and all the revenue that generates and the eight-figure a year training company that I've developed, he gets half of it all. He gets half of my personal brand. In fact, we both have wives called Gemma, so we pretty much share everything. But I get half of all the property work that he does in the 990 properties that we own, co-own, and manage in our three main property companies. So a business partner can, you know, what do they say? You go, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And absolutely, I just want to say Mark Homer is an awesome business partner. He's very different to me. He's very supportive. He's very loyal. He's very consistent. He's not all over the place. He's not like high and low. He's not wanting to give up next week when it's hard. You know, he's just solid and steady and dependable and trustworthy. And I think we could all do with a business partner like that. And if you're a bit more like me, all over the place, loud, chaotic, very high energy, vision, strategy, fast, noisy, you need that counterfoil, that grounding force, that technical, analytical, operational side. One of you is good at selling, one of you is good at operations. One of you's good at marketing, one of you's good at financial control. And that does sometimes create some tension, but that's positive tension, creative tension. So getting a business partner, or at least having, you know, external other shareholders who can help grow the business or put money into the business, that's faster business growth, which is the thread of this episode. All right, the next thing then is content repurposing. And this is a good example. Now, it's not easy, I'll tell you that. I'm sort of looking here. I can see Lenka, who's in the Brand and Marketing Mastermind. I can see Darren, who is just a legend, who comes up on the stage. John Paul, who I'm working with on the Brand and Marketing Mastermind. I can see Sharon Griffiths there, has just given me 2 stars, and I've got 2 bars out of 3 of my battery on my podcast. But the great thing about what I'm doing here is this Facebook Live will stay up as a live. I could share it into the Disruptive Entrepreneur Community Facebook group. I'm going to transfer it to Harry after this. He always asks for my videos, and he'll put some little shorts in TikToks if he thinks I've got some good sound bites and, you know, some good little quotes or some good 15-second cuts. And then there's reels and stories and IGTVs and YouTube shorts. We now repurpose one piece into 20 and we do what we call short, mini, midi and long. Long is YouTube, etc. Short is stories and reels and TikToks, and mini and midi are often on LinkedIn and Facebook. So it is a bit overwhelming, I will let you know. Like I can't bring people up on the stage, I can't ping them in, I can't always look at the right place on the screen. But I'm just telling you that because we're doing it live, just so you can be part of the experience. But when you create one piece into 20, you've got massive leverage. Like, this is going to be half an hour, and then there's going to be 20 pieces of content from this half an hour, and then the podcast will stay up for years. The Clubhouse room will be gone. That's why I like to record it. The Facebook Live video will probably be up for years. Next then is, do you have a high ticket offer? Now, you don't have to have a high ticket offer, but if you've got a lower ticket offer, what's the next stage to go to the higher ticket offer? How can you upgrade a client? How can you renew a client? Can you give, you know, can you sell a year's worth of services for a client? If you've got a masterclass course, could you offer a mastermind? And if you've got a mastermind, could you offer one-to-one mentoring? But the higher ticket is obviously much higher margin. And, you know, how many $10,000 products do you need to make £1 million? How many of them do you need to sell? 100 $10,000 products is $1 million. Whereas obviously if you're selling widgets at $100, it's a lot more volume. And what you do when you have a higher ticket offer is you then have a product ecosystem, or as the Americans like to call it, funnels and funnel hacking. I prefer ecosystem or vertical. I'm very English. I'm very polite. I'm not going to funnel you. I'm not going to squeeze you down a funnel like, I don't know, like an alcoholic beverage. Squash you in there like food. No, I'm going to take you on a journey through my ecosystem nice and gently. Come down my vertical. I mean, something else where I'm from. Okay, so yeah, higher ticket offer really, really helps you create more margin, more profit. On this live, we've got Hyacinth, who is listening to me in Clubhouse and watching me on the live video. Some of you have been doing that. I don't really know why you'd want a delayed double listening to Rob. But hey, you know, if that's how you roll, that's how you roll. I think that's the universe weighing up. So some of you are listening to me twice and my wife listens to me no times at all. I think it's the universe neutralizing everything. All right, great. Now, you should have a red herring offer, as it's known. The red herring offer is the really high ticket. So, you know, I have a... right, I'm going to give you the discounted prices here, so don't quote me, because sometimes you'd have to pay the office price, but I'm going to give you the best possible price. So I have a marketing mastermind at $6,000. I have a business mastermind at $15,000. I have a inner circle at $25,000, and then I have my own mentoring one-to-one at $40,000. But I should have $100,000 millionaires mastermind. I've been actually thinking about launching a millionaires mastermind for many years, but there's always too much to do. There's always too many Clubhouse rooms to be in with Darren and John Paul and Lenka, and too many podcast episodes to do, nearly number 700. And I've only got 1 bar left on the battery, so I better hurry up. But I should have $100,000 offer in there. It's called the red herring pricing. What it does is it creates contrast to make all the others look more reasonably priced or more valuable. Because, you know, how do we know the value of anything? We know the value of anything by comparing it to something else. Actually, I did do some strategies and tactics around that in the last 6 to 7 figures episode, which you can get on the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. So I'm not going to repeat myself, but you definitely need at least one product, and people will buy it. Not everyone, not many, but people will buy it. And obviously the margin is huge on the really high ticket, but also it makes the other lower price products look much more reasonably priced. You should also have a compelling offer. As part of my Rob Moore supporter program, which at one point had 3,000 members, we're a little bit less now. Just because the reach on Facebook, come on Facebook, sort yourself out, Facebook, come on Facebook, sort yourself out. Increase the reach, come on Mark Zuckerberg, what are you doing? Come on, give us a break, Mark Zuckerberg. You'll end up like Bill Gates, you'll be getting divorced. Come on Mark Zuckerberg, give us a bit more reach, Mark Zuckerberg, what are you playing at? Anyway, I'm just hoping that the algorithm is listening. But you need to make a compelling offer, and on my Rob Moore supporter program on Facebook, it's only $5 a month. I actually did a whole course that I delivered live for a few hundred people, all paid, and then I put it in for free. But there's I'll do a how to create a compelling offer episode on its own, but you need a contrast price, you need scarcity, FOMO, urgency, high value. It needs to be on point and on brand with what the customer wants and needs, ideally bespoke to them, answering their pains and problems and being linked to their highest values, etc. Okay, what do we got next then? Becoming a great public speaker. Look, if you're a good or a great public speaker, then you can hold a Clubhouse room. You can do a podcast episode. You can run a Facebook Live. You can do a YouTube Live. You can be a paid keynote speaker. I did one gig last month. I was paid £40,000 for that speaking gig. I've got another one coming up, which I'm getting paid £25,000 for. Not bad money for a guy from Peterborough who's pretty much dyslexic and shouts at everyone. Rob's rants, let's NFT a Rob's rant. Let's ranty Rob, NFT him for $1 million. Yes. So, but look, I learned public speaking back in 2006. I did my first course and I've done many courses since and I practice speaking every day. And I'm not just saying to speak it to the kids and the wife, but actually public speaking and timing and tone and making sure that I'm not ers and erms, etc., and making sure that the diction is tight and I get straight to the point and hopefully a bit of energy and fun and randomness as well. Create your own unique style. How do you know what your own unique style is? Well, this is my unique style. But you only know your unique style when you've done many, many speeches. I've done thousands. And, you know, it's just great value. And now we're in the world of the internet where literally you can multi-stream live anywhere. You could go through StreamYard, through Zoom, through Clubhouse, through podcasts. You could Facebook Live on your page and in many groups. You could live stream everywhere. BBC, watch out. Shebs has just called me an absolute nutter. I'll take that as a compliment. Mwah. Okay, right. Next then, if you want to work less and earn more and scale fast, there's three types of tasks you need to do. Because actually, what I have not said once, work harder, work harder, work harder, work harder, hustle and grind, hustle and grind, hustle and grind, hustle and grind. Because actually, all right, if you're young and lazy and you've never done a proper day's work, you need to hear that. But if you've got 16 kids, you know, and you've got a life and you've got overheads and you've got other things that you do, you're managing, you know, you're trying to have a life, and you got a couple of businesses on the go, and you got a family, you can't hustle and grind 24/7, 365 for 10 years to become an overnight success. That's ridiculous. It's just bless, bollocks. But you need to understand that there are three types of tasks if you want to work less and earn more. And that is, there's impact tasks, there's income tasks, and there's admin tasks. And that's not all the other nonsense time-wasted tasks. I've not even included them because they're not worthy of it. When you scroll, 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 when you debate, argue, moan, complain, bitch, whinge, whine, all of that is time-draining. Get rid of that. I've not even given that privilege in my three types of tasks. I would call that nonsense tasks. That would be the fourth type of task. But impact tasks are key result areas, things that will give you high strategy and vision, will move you much more closely towards your grandiose master plan of global domination. So I want to grow globally, and that's why I've been spending every day on Clubhouse since 1926. I want to grow globally, so that's why I do it. I want to grow globally, so I leverage on multiple channels at the same time and do content repurposing. I want to shout out Ryan, who's in the room. Ryan, I can bring you up. I'm going to bring you up, but you'd have to sit in silence because I'm doing a little masterclass. Darren, the same thing. Yeah, I'd feel guilty you just sitting there quietly. My Clubhouse friends. So, impact tasks are key result areas, vision and strategy that take you to the moon, as they say. Income tasks. Now, impact and income tasks can be the same, but they can be very different. So income tasks are sales and marketing and putting the money in the bank and saving the costs and increasing the revenue. And then there's admin tasks. You need to be doing, when you start, you're doing more admin tasks, less income tasks and no impact tasks. When you're Steve Jobs, you're doing nearly all impact tasks, hardly any income tasks and absolutely zero admin tasks. Which leads me nicely onto the next piece of content, which is the four levels of learning. And the four levels of learning are, sorry, the four levels of earning. I was trying to bring Darren and Ryan up at the same time and I lost my thread. So the four levels of earning are labor, management, strategy and vision. Labor, management, strategy and vision. Before that, I want to shout out the lovely Kieran, who's just given me 1,000 stars on my Facebook page. If anyone donates stars on my Facebook page while you watch live, he's just said, let's empower kids. Just put your company name in there and I'll shout it out across all the channels because you're very generous. Thank you very much. Sounds like a lot of money. It's not a lot of money, but I'm still grateful for it. Money is money. Collect the stars and the millions will collect themselves. Okay, so the world is pretty much in reverse in that most of the people on the planet are working in the lower level of earning, which is labour, and earning the least. And the fewest are working in the highest level of earning, which is vision, and earning the most. Which one do you want to earn the least or the most? So labour is the hard work, the graft, the coal mines, the sweat, the manufacturing plants, etc. And the more labour you do and the more heavy lifting and the more graft and the more muscle that you leverage, the less you earn. It's pretty much binary like that. But if you work hard on the shop floor, then you can get promoted to manager level. And you can be in management. And management manages the labourers. And then, of course, therefore, they earn more money because they've got more responsibility, even though they're working. Now, they're working less and they're managing more. In fact, they might not be working at all. They might be managing the workers. But then there's another level, which is strategy. And strategy is what's the plan? What's the growth? Where are we going? How do we execute, our 1, 5, and 10 year plan? And what the people who deliver the strategy share the strategy to the managers. So Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, strategy. And myself, strategy. Although my MD is really in most of the strategy now. But then there's a higher level. There's the Elon Musk level, the Steve Jobs level, somewhat the Rob Moore level, but not quite all of that. And that is the vision. So Steve Jobs mostly came up with ideas he didn't solder motherboards, or he might have done in the early days. And that's OK, because, you know, you've got to get involved. But what he does now, or what he did do before he passed away in his later years, was go on long walks and have deep thought and deep conversation and maybe deal with creating partnerships. Richard Branson goes and creates all the partnerships with Virgin and then passes you off and passes the strategy off and the partnership off to all of his strategic team, who then pass the strategy on to the management team, who then pass on the doing to the, you know, to the labourers. So the four levels of earning are: the lowest is labour, the next lowest is management, the second highest is strategy, and then the highest is vision. So make sure you're doing at least some vision and strategy, even if you're a one-man band or one-woman band entrepreneur. I want to say a shout out to Jamie, shout out to Ryan, shout out to Darren, John, Paul, Lenko, all friends of mine who are in the clubhouse room. Sorry, I'm not bringing you up in this room. I'm doing like a little mini masterclass. I'm also recording it for the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. This is actually the third one I've done like this, kind of like a more advanced room. So you can get those episodes on the Disruptive Entrepreneur. All right, we're nearly done. Don't know if you can hear my dog yapping. Sometimes I just want to get him and throw him out the window. He's only small and he'd be safe if he landed, just letting you know, but he does yap. All right, now, marketing. So I believe if you want to grow your business, if you want to grow your reach and your revenue, then you want to ensure that you have these three elements of marketing. Element number one is telling a great story. Element number two is creating scarcity. And element number three is generating leads. Now, a lot of people, when they do marketing, all they really think about is generating leads. All they think about is putting content out there, but they don't have a great story. I'll tell you one of the greatest stories in marketing: 10,000 Songs in Your Pocket by, of course, Apple, for, of course, the iPod. And at that time, everyone was talking about all the technicalities, the hard drive size. I don't know. You remember when computers all used to be about RAM and Hertz and all of this stuff? And then Steve Jobs come along and this is an iPod. 10,000 Songs in Your Pocket. One of the greatest marketing slogans of all time that pretty much got someone off murder is, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. One of the greatest marketing stories of all time. And there's a great book, by the way, called The Micro Script Rules by Bill Schley. The Microscript Rules by Bill Schley. Everyone's going to DM me going, what's that book called again? What's the name of the author again? Yeah, just DM me if you missed it on Instagram or Facebook. I'll send you the name of the book. But it teaches you to take 10 billion words that you're thinking about your product and service and turn it into, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Or 10,000 songs in your pocket. All right, so the elements of marketing, the main elements are story, scarcity, and lead. So scarcity is there needs to be an increase in demand and a reduction in supply. There needs to be not enough of the product or service that you're offering or too many people to get it. It's the basic rule of supply and demand, and it must be present in your campaigns and your marketing and your stories, because if it isn't, people will wait, and if they wait to buy, they'll never buy. So just make sure that you've got that scarcity, that FOMO, that urgency element in there. Now, you're a smart person. You don't need me to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Don't make up bullshit. Don't lie and use nonsense gimmicks. I remember someone saying, I've only got 7 ebooks left. No, you haven't. You've got unlimited amount of infinite ebooks left, because you can't make scarcity on an ebook, you fool. But you just have to be creative. At the start of every marketing campaign and anything that you launch, just think upfront, right, how can I create scarcity and urgency? Is it a time deadline? So, for example, I'm launching Brand and Marketing Mastermind for the month of May, this month, as you listen in. And it's the 15th anniversary of my training company. It's pretty special. You know, not many businesses last 15 years. You can see the grays in the beard. And so what I'm offering is for 15 people, they're getting a lifetime upgrade on my Brand and Marketing Mastermind on the monthly Zoom sessions. Now, 15 people just randomly would be, well, why 15? But to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the launch of our company, that has some kind of identity. It makes sense. It's reasonable. Now, you can make up whatever you want, because it's your prerogative, as long as it's not bullshit and it's not a lie. So, you know, if you offer one-to-one coaching, how many clients are you going to take max a month so that you can give them time and attention? If that's 5, then that's your scarcity. And so you just got to be creative. On my 40th birthday, I watched the Alexander McQueen documentary, which totally blew me away. It's one of the best documentaries that's ever, 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 ever been made. If you want to be inspired, but also hit like with a knife in the heart, but it will make you want to just live every day like it's your last, it's called McQueen. And I watched that on my 40th birthday, and he hung himself on his when he was 40 years old on the evening of his mum's funeral. But that guy made fashion like every day was his last. And that inspired me to launch a Brand and Marketing Mastermind, and I opened it for 40 people for my 40th birthday, and had 225 applications. And I ended up having 2 groups of 40 and did a £350,000 launch in one day on my birthday. And it was the story that got everyone in. If I'd have just said, hey, I'm doing a mastermind, you know, yeah, 40 people, 2 groups, give me money, motherfuckers, you know, that's not gonna work, that's not a good story. So take a bit of time to bring that story in early. All right, I'm gonna finish up with the building the sales team and building the marketing department. So it's absolutely vital that you build leads and multiple streams of leads, and then you build sales people in to convert those leads. Now, most people do it wrong. They start selling themselves, and then maybe they hire a salesperson, and maybe they really don't train them, and maybe it doesn't go well, or maybe they leave, or maybe they set up in competition, and maybe that salesperson hasn't got quite enough leads, or the leads are shit quality or whatever. What you should do is you should generate leads online, free, organic, and also paid, and get you yourself to the point, if you're doing the sales, where you've got too many leads, and then you hire someone in and you train them and you onboard them, and they literally shadow you and everything you know about selling your product and service. You record on a Zoom H1, you record on video, and you make them learn it. You record their calls, you listen to their calls, you give them feedback, you give them some sort of lower quality leads at first, and then you increase their lead flow, and then you systemize that training, and then you open up the paid traffic, and you generate more and more and more leads, and leads fill sales. And it goes that way round, because people think that sales is the most important function of any business, but it's marketing, because sales can only convert a lead that it's got. Sales can't sell in a vacuum. They can only convert a lead that it has. Marketing generates the leads. So you want to be an exponent of generating multiple streams of leads across multiple platforms. So we do Google ads, Facebook ads, YouTube ads, LinkedIn ads, Twitter ads. We're now starting TikTok ads. We do CPA, list rentals, JVs, collaborations, influencer marketing. We're doing media buying. We have email, database, text message marketing, yada, 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 yada. And the more streams, the better. And I'll tell you why. Because Facebook and Apple are having a massive argument right now. Massive argument. And at the moment, you really can't be fed Facebook ads properly through a mobile device. And most people just rely on Facebook ads for their advertising. And, you know, you get all cozy and the leads are good from Facebook and you can build your business around it. But then all of a sudden, it's like a golden handcuff. So you need multiple streams of leads. It's really freaking important. And then you build your sales out from that. And, you know, I probably, if I'm honest, had too many staff in my company that were doing non-income generating tasks before the lockdown. We had nearly 200 across four main companies. And I would say 70% of them were non-income generating. And I went on a mission since the lockdown to reverse that percentage. I'm looking for 70% income generating now. So if a staff member will generate leads, I'm rolling recruitment. If they're going to make sales, I'm rolling recruitment. Oh, you want more people in sales? Yeah, hire them. You want more people in audio and video editing? Hire them. You want, you know, more people in our agency that generate some leads and business? Hire them. Oh, you want a load of admin? No, not right now. Oh, we need a load of operational and management support? No, not right now. Let's outsource that. Let's keep that lean. So you want to make sure you have a high percentage of income generating staff. Now, that's really easy when you start, because there's you doing sales and then you hire someone doing sales. And then you get one admin person because you were doing all your admin. But as you grow your company, that gets harder and harder and harder to maintain. So it's really important to generate multiple streams of leads, turn the lead flow on organic and paid, build the sales team up as you generate the vast amount of leads, and understand that you are a marketing business. It is vital for you to know that your business is marketing. You might think your business is skincare, or your business is, you know, your product on e-commerce, or you are an influencer, or you are a creator. No, you're a marketer. And I learned that 15 years ago from Dan Kennedy and Perry Marshall and Jay Abraham and all the Godfather legends of marketing, whose beards have gone grey since they taught me. But I learned this literally within 6 months of starting my business. And that's why my training company, Progressive Property, is the UK's largest property training company. Now, do I think our courses are good? Yes. But does everyone think their courses are good? Yes. So it's subjective if my courses are better than theirs or theirs are better than mine. It's opinion and experience. But it is not subjective who does the most turnover in our industry in the UK. It's my company, Progressive Property. Why? Because we became the best marketers. We told the story, we generated the leads, we focused on the sales, we built a marketing department. A lot of people who come around my office are like, holy shit, one, there's a lot of staff in here, and two, there's a massive marketing department and a massive sales department, and that's the way I want it to stay. And if you want to build this multiple streams of leads, if you want to build multiple streams of income, if you want to be able to fill up a big pool of salespeople should probably generate 4 to 5 times their salary. So if you pay them 50 grand all in, they should be generating really $250,000 for you. And if you want to focus on faster business growth and turning leads into sales and sales into revenue, and you want to go from 5 figures to 6 figures to 7 figures, then I invite you to apply for my brand and marketing mastermind. It was the one I launched on my 40th birthday after Alexander McQueen documentary completely floored me. We had 75% in the first run, and I've not opened it on an official launch until right now. I've just been doing a few little test rooms over the last few days. I've had 65 or 70 applications already. And we've got people in the room like Lenka and John Paul who are already signed up and already on the program. But if you go to www.bmm.live, so that's BMM as in Brand Marketing Mastermind, BMM.live. Or if it's easier for you, just DM me brand on Instagram or Facebook, wherever you're watching me. It's just whatever's easier for you. Either go to www.bmm.live. Or just DM me brand, and then I'll send you that link on Facebook or Instagram DMs. But let me just quickly tell you who it's for. It'll be super quick, but it's really important that I'm clear in who it's for and not for. It's not for a brand new startup who has no money and would have to sell their kids and their dog to raise a few grand, because I'm just not in that space. That's just not my bag. I like to help people who are growing, who are scaling up. So if you're a creator, an influencer, a startup, a scale up, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a marketer, an expert, if you position yourself as a brand, then this is for you. If you want to leverage the creator economy, this is for you. Now, I've got a 15th anniversary special offer, which I sort of referred to earlier. I'll tell you that in a moment. But what it is a 6-month mastermind where every month we meet on Zoom for pretty much most of a day. We have accountability session in the morning, checking in your goals from the last session. There's a strategic masterclass first. So that might be on campaign management, building out funnels, building a marketing team, outsourcing your marketing, marketing planning, etc. Then we have a tactical masterclass for a couple of hours. That'll be on ads, on direct response marketing, on a certain social media channel. We're testing TikTok ads at the moment. They're working really well. I've done a Clubhouse masterclass. So it's tactical lead gen. And then I do a 2 or 3 hour a mastermind session with you where you can ask me anything you like about marketing, business, branding. It's really for building a personal brand, a business brand, sales and marketing. It's straight line. It's about leads. I could call it the Leads and Sales Masterclass. It's just a bit more of a boring name. If you want meditation and mindfulness and spirituality, that's all good. I'm into that, but not in this program. Go somewhere else for that. This is hardcore. Make money, grow and scale your business. So if you're interested in applying, either go to bmm.live. Or DM me the word brand and I will send you the link to go to bmm.live where you can apply. This is not a pitch because you can't buy from me. When you go there, you'll put some details in. We'll send you some information. Then you'll get my number. Then we'll WhatsApp each other. Then I'll send you a 10-minute WhatsApp that you need to listen, detailing all the program. And only then can we talk business. So it's just an application at this stage. But get this. If you're one of the first 15 who successfully joins, you will get a 2/3 discount, which makes it under $10,000 and under £7,000, which, you know, considering my mentoring and masterminding is 25 and 40 grand, it's a massive discount because it's our 15th anniversary. And this is the sexiest bit. You get lifetime upgrade. Now, my coaching business has been going 15 years. Assuming it goes another 15, you'll have a 15-year brand marketing, sales and leads mastermind for just a few thousand pounds or dollars. So if you're interested in applying, go right now to bmm.live or go and DM me the word brand. Woo, 37 minutes, we're done. Thanks for tuning in on the Facebook Live. I love you all. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.